The National Mall might be known as America's front yard, but it's always something of a work in progress. Buildings undergo facelifts, grass is patched and restored, and millions of people continue to troop through snapping photos. And now, one of the biggest attractions is being covered up for repairs. NPR's Christopher Connolly has this report.
About a dozen times a week, Lee Robinson leads troops of tourists around the National Mall on Segways. He shows today's group, just me and a couple from Nebraska, how to drive them.
So to get on it, you just put both hands on the handlebars and step up nice and easy, 1 foot at a time.
Once we're all steady, we set off, gliding past throngs of school kids in matching T-shirts.
Attention!
Across the mall, past the Air and Space Museum to the Capitol, and then down Pennsylvania Avenue. We stop along the way to take pictures. The White House and the Lincoln Memorial are big hits. But it all leads up to the iconic obelisk at the center of the mall, the Washington Monument. That's what every tourist comes to see, but these days when they get there, it's not exactly what they expect.
It's almost always the first question when I get to the National Mall, and they say, why is the scaffolding up on the Washington Monument?
That's because nearly 2 years ago, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake shook the Capitol. Afterward, the Park Service closed the monument. They hired a crew to rappel down the top and inspect it for damage. At 555 feet, the monument is still the tallest stone and mortar structure in the world, and it didn't handle the tremor well. It took most of the last 4 months just to build the scaffolding so workers could start repairs. And now the monument's austere marble facade is obscured by an intricate metal cage. Now that that part's done, James Perry from the National Park Service says fixing the actual cracks is pretty basic masonry work.
They use a technique called Dutchman, which is when they might cut a small piece of the stone out and replace it with similar stone.
To make it more attractive while the repairs get done, they're covering the scaffolding with a decorative mesh. And next, they'll add lights to complete the look. Kathy Martin is visiting from Princeton, New Jersey. Standing in front of the monument, I asked her what she thought about it.
Well, I wish it was open, but it's cool to see the scaffolding, and hopefully it'll be fixed soon.
Is it something you wanted to go up inside when you came?
Yeah. Well, we knew we couldn't, but yeah, we would have loved to have had the opportunity, but...
But she'll have to wait a year. The monument won't be reopened to tourists until next spring. Christopher Connolly, NPR News.
This is NPR News.